This is The Playbook. This is Dave Meltzer, and welcome to Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. And I was just telling our next guest how excited I was, because every once in a while, there's someone that I have on that I want to learn from at the highest level, so aligned with my own routines, my own daily practices, my own values, that I'm giddy in the morning thinking that I have Tom Hale, the CEO of Aura, on with me. Thank you so much, Tom, for joining me.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here.
Well, great to have you. Well, you know, for those that don't know, give us a little bit of a background on the Aura company and Ring, and just on the technology itself, and then we'll get into the application of it, if that's okay.
Yeah, so Aura is a company that makes a smart ring and a mobile app and some business applications off of it. And the smart ring is a miracle of engineering technology. It weighs about 4 grams. You put it on your index finger or any other finger, and it starts to track and measure your sleep, your health, your heart rate, your HRV, a whole set of metrics, and then presents it back to you in 3 simple and easy to think about scores. One is your sleep score. How did you sleep the night before? Your readiness score, which really tells you about how your day is going to go and how your physiology is prepared to face the day. And then your activity score throughout the day, as you we believe that every activity should be tracked and should be counted as activity that drives your health. So it's a long-term health tracker, has a great battery life, and people love it. And we've shipped over 1 million rings, and we're a good-sized company here in the U.S. and in Finland.
Yeah, when I was first exposed to it, you know, a lot of people thought it was just a novelty when I was talking about, you know, really getting some consistent data to our performance in 3 levels that I saw. One was my mindset, 2 was my heart set, how I was feeling. And then, of course, 3, the handset of, you know, being more active and performing better. And now you've taken the technology and integrated it into business. And, you know, looking at how it's worked for me in the business aspect, what were some of the things that we're looking for? You have over 200 businesses utilizing, some of the biggest names here in America are utilizing it, but it goes beyond just the individual nature of the ring being able to work on mindset, heart set, and handset. There's actually a lot of valuable corporate data that can be driven from the ring.
Well, I mean, the most important thing to recognize is, why would you care about this data? And I think that the first answer is always sleep. It turns out sleep is just so critical for you. It's something that, if you think about it, most people don't do it very well, but it is the one habit that they do every day or every night. And so helping people sleep is a really valuable thing. It affects their cognition, their memory, their mood, their appetite. If you don't sleep, you get hungry. It affects your level of energy, has long-term connections with your cardiovascular health, your cognitive health, like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's are implicated in lack of sleep. So sleep is really critical. And if you think about businesses who are trying to both manage their effectiveness as a team or as a business, it all depends on individuals having, you know, being able to work with each other and having great, as you say, mindsets, and being able to tackle all of the stresses and challenges that work brings. And it turns out you can do all of that if you're better rested. So it starts with sleep. And in many ways, what we hear from organizations is that, you know, that just by introducing the idea that people should sleep better and that they should put effort against sleeping better and think about how to make their nighttime routines more effective or think about how to make their sleep more higher quality, those things actually make a huge difference on the productivity of the organization. So when we roll out into an organization, you know, we put folks into the mindset of improving their sleep, and within, you know, a few short weeks, people who have made choices and decisions that would lead them to better sleep, they feel better. This was my own personal experience, and I'm sure maybe many others who are listening to this podcast as well.
Yeah, well, you're looking at one of them right here. And the reason is, I've had a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. One of the huge ways that I'm working on it is something that I've utilized, and I've had a sleep coach for 17 years. In fact, it's the only coach that I've kept over 17 years, I'm a big fan of mentorship and finding people who sit in a situation that I want to be in and asking for direction. So I utilize the sleep coach that is for the MLB, for some of the NFL teams. And so Dr. Meeta Singh is a well-known sleep expert, a doctor who's helped me. And one of the simple things where I started with Aura was that I noticed that most people go to bed at night and wake up more tired in the morning. And it's just amazing. It's like going to a huge meal, as we do in the corporate realm, and walking out, you know, and saying to yourself, man, I'm starving. And, you know, it's amazing how the number one habit, we sleep about 26 years of our average lives, that nobody pays attention to. One of the things that you and I share is what I call, and you, I think, term it differently, but I call it an unwinding routine. I have a routine that is specific to put me, my mind, my body, and soul in a position to, one, recover, which I think is the most obvious of values that the Oura Ring helps us with, is the better and more we're recovered, the better we'll feel, think, say, do, and believe all day long. But I believe that the Oura Ring allows me to access information because it puts me into this unwinding position of accessing while I sleep. So I'm plateauing and growing. I'm waking up at a higher level than when I go to sleep. Do you believe in the nighttime routine? And if so, how has the Oura Ring helped you and others with that nighttime, what I call the unwinding routine?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you my personal story, which is, and I don't think I'm too different from most people in this, but I was about a little more than a year ago, I was your typical kind of go-getter. I drank coffee all day, and then I would have a glass of wine at night to unwind, and then I'd go to sleep, or, you know what, I'd be doing emails in my bed, and, you know, sending off the last few messages to my team. And, you know what, I didn't really realize that I was under-optimizing because I wasn't well-rested. And when I started working with Oura, I had this sort of epiphany that, like, this was something that I could do a lot better at. I could be a much better sleeper. And I started actually having at this time, about a year and a half ago, some challenges with my sleep. And I started realizing this was something I need to work on. So the Oura Ring kind of stepped in. And as Peter Drucker says, what's measured is managed. So I started to measure my sleep, and that led me down the path of inside the app, sort of looking at the suggestions that they were making for me. And the suggestions were pretty straightforward. You know, there are things like don't drink coffee or don't drink coffee after a certain time. Or, you know, turns out alcohol is really terrible for your sleep. It kind of upsets what they call REM sleep, which is where a lot of your cognitive repair happens, where memories are formed, where your brain is doing some kind of background processing on the experiences of the day. And if you drink alcohol, it really upsets that. And then that turns out to be a big factor in how well rested you feel the next day, not just the physical rest, but the sort of the mental rest of REM sleep. So I did a couple of other things. I stopped looking at my device after 9 p.m. I stopped, you know, watching that extra Netflix episode, whatever show it was I was watching. And I became really intentional about it. And I started, you know, stepping even further. I turned down the temperature in my room. Turns out when you go to sleep, and part of your wind down routine is getting your body and your mind into a mindset for recovery and for rest. And part of that is going to bed at the same time. Part of that is being consistent with your process of how you go to bed, some of those things I mentioned. But it turns out that for me, if I ate earlier, I used to eat relatively late, between like 7 and 8. When I eat a little bit earlier, between 5 and 6, and I don't have a snack right before going to bed, and I keep my room cool, that the quality of my sleep really improves dramatically. And I will tell you something, for me personally, it was like going from black and white to Technicolor. It was that big of a dramatic shift. And like you said, I think a lot of people wake up in the morning and they feel tired. And I went from, you know, feeling tired in the morning to feeling energized in the morning, you know, kind of jumping out of bed with a great attitude and a lot of energy just by changing the way that I slept.
And, you know, your expertise of your experience has been like mine. I was CEO of Samsung's first phone division in the data device driven 1999 part of that process, where it was hardware, data, and then connectivity. And obviously the products have changed over the years. You at the highest level as well have been a C-level executive from everything from SurveyMonkey to other products along the way. What were some of the things that you brought to Aura as an executive with your situational knowledge and experience that you've learned in that continuum from having the actual product to having the data and the connectivity that's necessary in order to effectuate not just individual value, but now you have a collective value that goes beyond companies. I know many companies right now, because of the open-ended APIs, et cetera, that are looking to individuals for aggregating data from the Aura Ring because it's available, and the regulations and I think even in a statutory side of things may even change of what we and how we can personally benefit from our own data. But more importantly, what did you bring to Aura with your experience in this space?
Well, you know, my specialty, I guess, in my career has been scaling companies from 200 employees to 2,000 employees. And a lot of things happen in that time frame of a company's life cycle. You know, usually they'll go to multiple products or multiple product lines or channels, and we're doing that. Usually they'll start to scale a middle management ranks. You know, the company starts to get bigger and complex, so that you need to have people who are specialized in their roles. You start to think of the organization in a more process centric and maybe planful way. So coming to the organization, and of course remember that this is post COVID and that the organization had been growing very dramatically over COVID. COVID was a real in some sense, it was a wake-up call for everybody that helped the world realize that they needed to be serious about their health, regardless of their health condition or their age. Everybody had a health crisis during COVID. So the company had grown extremely rapidly. And so some of what I brought was just a planful approach to how we think about what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Try and accomplish a few critical things, do them extremely well. Think about the ways that you want to steer the organization with a long-term strategy, and then start to put metrics in place that allow you to not have to make every decision as a one-off, but to follow a North Star for where you're headed. And this was a pretty interesting time to join the company. We just shipped our Gen 3 ring, which was the latest version of it. And we were mid-cycle, I guess, in sort of planning for our next stride as a company, which includes this B2B motion, which you mentioned. And one of the things that was really compelling at the time was everyone at the company uses the product. Everyone at the company wears the ring and thinks about sleep. And that kind of passion and that mission and that sense of like the work that we're doing is really important. That is central to the experience of employees at Aura. Great. And looking at that, I thought it would be really compelling to say, all right, well, everyone understands the product, the idea of using metrics, managing their own health or sleep or activity, using those metrics and driving healthy habits. We're like, why don't we just do the same thing at the company? Isn't there a way that we can, you know, give ourselves a pulse on the company and how it's doing and share that information with everybody so that people understand how it is that the company is performing and to make decisions based on the back of that? And it was a really interesting idea. And when you kind of coupled a very mission-driven group of people with some business metrics, I think we had some really great results. I'm really pleased with it.
One of the results that I have in my company by utilizing the ring, and probably before you were even there, I've been a big fan of it, was an area. I read a Gallup poll worldwide, 87% of people are not engaged in their activity they get paid for. Notice I don't call it for work. So activity they get paid for. And I, coming from a sports background, and I know this is used in sports. I think you have a partnership even with the best football club, Real Madrid, as well as shipping to Japan or all over the world. But the idea of engagement is interesting. You know, I always say if Tom Brady wasn't playing, but was on the team, it would have a significant difference in Bill Belichick's career and New England Patriots career and later Tampa Bay's career and success. But we don't see it in business. 87% of the people are not engaged. What aspects of Aura allow for, because I saw my, I don't have a percentage, but I do have, you know, great data-driven analysis in my own business. I would say that I got somewhere between 30 and 40% more engagement on average. In my bottom line, I doubled the amount of income, doubled the amount of revenue from that 30 to 40% of just being aware of how we were feeling, doing, saying, and believing. What kind of case study or analysis have you seen in engagement?
Well, it's so interesting. First of all, we have engagement scores, which are off the charts. And I think it stands to reason because I think, as I said, people come here both because they understand the product, they feel passionate about driving performance and optimizing themselves. And so, you know, when they work at a company, they bring that same performance and growth mindset to the company. So I think in some sense, we're very fortunate in that way to have an employee population who's naturally engaged. They're naturally engaged. But I think at the same time, I think there's a couple things that and this can happen, I think, at most organizations, but maybe not all. We started doing something where we would begin important meetings with just a very quick reflection on what we were doing for our customers. Meaning we might have a story about one of our, we call them members, Aura members, one of our Aura members who was, you know, looking at their metrics and started to become concerned, and then, you know, went to the doctor, shared the metrics with the doctor. Doctor ran some tests and discovered that this very young and very healthy person was suffering from Swan's disease, which is something that has to do with your thyroid, and wouldn't have discovered it otherwise. Another one, you know, is somebody who was, you know, didn't know that they had a heart condition, but was wearing their Aura ring and started seeing some metrics that made them, you know, concerned for their heart condition when they came to their doctor. The doctor's like, wow, it's a good thing you did that because you were headed on a pathway. You know, the stories like this, there's lots of them where, you know, people learn that they have COVID. One of the things that the ring is very effective at doing is it suggests to you that you might want to go into what it calls rest mode when a certain set of physiological conditions are met, when your HRV is low and your temperature is elevated and your respiration is elevated. Those are all really interesting early biomarkers of you getting sick. And it says, would you like to go into rest mode? And it's sort of prompting you with this knowledge of yourself. So it's a very sort of caring kind of experience. Okay, so that story has been repeated, across thousands and thousands of Aura members as they are, you know, learning before they get symptoms that they're actually starting to get sick and they start to change their behavior. Lots of people find out that they're pregnant from Aura. Turns out that one of the predictors of a woman's cycle, over the course of the cycle, your temperature changes in a really predictable way. And then when you get pregnant, of course, something really dramatic happens that changes the way your temperature spikes. And you start to say, oh, wow, look at me. I'm headed to pregnancy. And so many people have discovered, like, maybe some of the most important things about their life. So in sharing these stories with our employees, we're connecting people to the mission that we're all engaged in. And that's really powerful, because if you feel connected to what you're doing, you're right. You're going to work, you know, maybe smarter or harder or more effectively, or you're going to collaborate more effectively because you believe in what you're doing. And I think that's just such an important thing to do, is like, if you're not connecting with the heart, if you're not connecting with the mind, then the hands are not going to be as powerful or as effective. And I think this is true. You know, I think everybody has seen this, but it was really stark here because of the nature of what we do at Aura. So, you know, we're trying to improve people's lives every day.
Yeah. And just like Dennis Waitley said, you're planting seeds under trees that you may never sit under, because I know, for example, in my own experience, the head nutrition at the MBA is using the Aura ring. Optimal Health System, concierge doctors are utilizing them as well. As I see, as many, so many different people have told me stories. And one of them that resonates as well is that one of the biggest issues in health in America is chronic disease, where kids, when we were born, we're the same age. When we were born, it was less than 1% of the kids had chronic disease. Now we have over 50% because of the toxins, et cetera, that exist in our environment. And the sooner that we can be aware of those, the better that we can heal those and put people at ease. And I will tell you that if I was going to have a sub branding line from my branding and marketing days, that's what the sub branding I would have is that the Oura Ring puts it at ease. It identifies the dis-ease and allows us to live at ease, allows us to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and enjoy our lives, have a lot of fun, which is why I wanted to have the extraordinary executive here with me from Oura, Tom Hale, CEO of Oura Health. Thank you for everything you do. Keep planting the seeds. Let's put everyone on earth at ease by simply wearing a ring. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. It's great to be here.
You're amazing. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.